Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Detective is brought to you by idstore.com. If you're a fan of great mysteries and want to tell the world, this is the store for you. ID Store features cool products for you, your family, and friends. From my mugs to detective gear, visit idstore.com now and use code DETECTIVE20 to get 20% off your total purchase. ID Store, perfect for all your holiday shopping, and you can do it all from the comfort of your home. idstore.com. Due to the graphic nature of the content, Detective may not be suitable for all audiences.
I retired 23 years and 6 months to the day from the day I raised my hand and took an oath to be a police officer. I put that badge on, and 23 years and 6 months to the day later, I took it off. And I used to say to people, when they'd say, why did you retire? And I said, well, I have been where you fear to be, and I've seen what you fear to see. And it was my turn to not do that anymore.
After 23 years and 6 months to the day, Lieutenant Kenda had had enough. I'm Garnsey Sloan for Investigation Discovery, and this is Detective. True stories from behind the yellow tape, the ones you don't hear on TV. On this episode, Lieutenant Kenda talks about the day he decided to retire.
I couldn't tell anybody whose child wasn't coming home anymore. I couldn't talk to another crying mother. I couldn't look at another dead person. I couldn't do any of that. I had reached my emotional limit. Everything around me became white noise. I wasn't even listening half the time to what people were saying. Mrs. Kenda was sick to death of what I was doing, just sick to death of it. She got frightened by it. She knew that my odds were running out, that she was afraid I was going to get killed, that I was going to do something stupid and get shot and not be with her in retirement. And I wasn't with her in active duty very much. So she was looking forward to those moments. It was kind of like it was her turn. And I was mulling all that over, and we were having an exceptional bad day in the office, and I'd run out of detectives. I'd run out. We had people everywhere. One of the units I ran in major crimes was sex crimes. I got a 70-year-old man who was under arrest for sexually assaulting his 5-year-old grandson. I have nobody to interview him. So I said, I'll take that guy. You do that guy. You do this guy. So I have him in the room. I said, what made you touch that little boy? And he said he came on to me. The next thing I remember, I heard a voice saying, Lieutenant, Lieutenant, Lieutenant. And I looked around, and I had that guy on the floor, and I was strangling him, and he was turning blue. And my guys were in there, and they didn't know what to do. I let him go, and I said, get him up, get him medical and get him away from me. I went in my office and I typed an interoffice memorandum that said on Monday, I will be retired from this department. And I signed it, a one-liner. And when I did that, I felt like someone had lifted the weight of an aircraft carrier off my shoulders. I didn't walk out of there, I floated. I was lighter than air. All of that left me, at least for a few minutes. It was euphoric. It was absolutely euphoric. I went home and told Kathy, I'm done, I retired.
Lieutenant Kenda explains that it wasn't that particular suspect who pushed him over the edge, but a culmination of events that led him to retire.
It was not that guy on that particular day. It was every guy. It was every day. It was all the pain and suffering and all the activities and all the lies and all the terrible, terrible excuses and all of the ridiculous tales of innocence that I'd been told over the years. I was talking to thousands of people who only had one thing to say, and it was they were all saying it. It's like, well, he came on to me. It was the moment. It was just the moment that I had feared the most, the moment when it just, there was no more room for him. There was no more room for me to be professional. I didn't like seeing that part of me, so I decided I didn't want to see that anymore. So it was time to get out of that environment before I did something really stupid.
When you're the head of a homicide division, bad days are just part of the territory. Here, Lieutenant Kenda describes one of his worst.
A very bad day is when all the phones are ringing off the wall, everybody's yelling and screaming, everybody is distressed, your employees are maxed out, there is a line of people who want to yell at you, there are two or three irate mothers waiting to talk to you in the waiting room because I either failed to do something or I arrested their son and he's the wrong person, and on, only the bad day comes when all of that happens all at once. When you look around you and it's a circus, everything is coming unstuck, nobody knows what to do, and every face turns to you because I'm supposed to be the guy with the answers. Everybody looks at me. What do we do now? Well, we will try to carry on as best we can. We will try to work our way through this because we have no choice. So you put yourself in that situation, and given all the thoughts I had about retiring, when I lost control of myself for the first time ever in 23 and a half years, I lost control. That emotion came out of me when he said that to me. I don't remember anything after that until somebody stopped me from hurting him. I didn't hurt him, but I didn't injure him, but I would have been in the same situation that I have described. Emotion overcomes your judgment. The very thing I said I would never allow myself to do, and I was doing it. It was time to walk. Keep the coffee, keep the stale cake and the insincere remarks. I had no retirement ceremony. I was there one day and I wasn't there the next day. I went out at the top of my game. And that's the way to go out. Time for a new chapter. You live your life in chapters, I think. It was time to close that one. It's time for a new one. Time for a new one before I let myself get totally destroyed by it. And I thought I was standing up very well until that moment, and I realized that I wasn't. You have to recognize your limitations. And I had found my limit. Time to go.
Lieutenant Kenda describes his best day on the job as a rookie cop in a snowstorm.
One of the best things that ever happened, when I was a young policeman, before I became a detective, we had a horrible blizzard in Colorado Springs. I mean, horrible. It snowed for 3 days, and there were 10-foot drifts. The place was paralyzed. We answered calls for service in tanks and armored personnel carriers. The only thing that would move in the snow. So I'm in a tank, the hero young policeman, you know, standing up in the turret in my tank, an M60 A1 main battle tank at the time, with an Army crew. We're going to go rescue a pregnant woman who's going to have a baby. They can't get a helicopter because of the wind. The wind is just howling. Can't get an ambulance to move. So we're going to go get her in a tank because, after all, we're heroic. So off we go, busting through drifts. And we arrive at the house, and we heroically step out of the tank and heroically wade through the snow. We heroically bring the pregnant lady back to the tank, and she won't fit in the tank because, you know, she's pregnant. We tried everything, head first, you know, feet first, nothing. She's not going through the hatch. We're a little less heroic on the way back to the house, and I delivered my first baby. And it went okay. The kid was fine. Everything worked. And we eventually got her to a hospital after the baby was born. We could then fit her and the baby in the tank, and off we went. And it was 20 years later, I'm in my office. I hadn't thought about it since that moment. I really hadn't. And it's the usual day. I had two secretaries. Their mission in life was to protect me from everybody that wanted to talk to me, because everybody did. I was on the news every night. My name's in the paper. They would always have somebody with an axe to grind, somebody with a complaint, somebody who's just crazy. I got to talk to that guy, kind of. So their whole mission was to keep that away from me, unless, you know, something I was expecting. And she said, I'm sorry, sir, but this woman will not take no for an answer. And, all right, what? She said, well, she won't tell me, and she's got this kid with her. Okay, have her come in. So I'm expecting the worst. You know, she comes in. There's a 20-year-old boy standing next to her. She said, hi. You don't remember me, do you? I said, no, ma'am, Fred, I don't. She said, well, you don't remember him either, do you? I said, no. Is he your son? He is. I don't believe we've met. I shook his hand. She said, well, when you saw him, he was a newborn, because you brought him into the world. She wanted him to meet me. That was lovely. It was just lovely. For a few minutes, I was a human. I'm not a policeman. I'm just a guy who delivered a baby. He's now 6'2", and he goes to college. Seemed like a nice kid.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
But it was just a nice thing. I closed the door so it should stay for a while so we could talk, you know, because it was just so pleasant. It wasn't ugliness. It wasn't who's dead now. It was her life since that event, and her husband, and they had other children, and they still talk about it, and it's the big family event. What a great kid. What a great kid, you know? And it was just one of those things where I felt really good to be there. And there weren't many days when I felt good to be there. But that was one of those days. And I just never had anything like that happen. It was always the reverse. It was, let me tell you the reasons I hate you and why I'm in here to explain that to you. That's the normal day at the office. This was totally different, and it was wonderful.
I asked Lieutenant Kenda how he said goodbye to the men and women on his team.
The men and women on my team had wanted a pizza joint. They insisted I go with them, so we went and ate a pizza. Had a couple beers, shook hands, see you later. No department retirement party. None of that. Didn't interest me. The organization you work for, be it the police department, be it anything, they don't remember your name. They don't. You're a football player, you're on a professional football team, you're the hero, and the day after you retire, you can't get in the locker room because it's only for team members. It's no different anywhere else. You walk away. Walk away. It's time. Don't stay too long. Don't do something stupid. Don't lose your skill. Don't hang on because you're afraid to do anything else. Don't do that. Just go. You'll know. You know. I knew. I knew it was time. I knew I could because I was old enough. Law enforcement's a young man's game. That's part of it as well. It's not for old guys. It's not. You get older and slower and all that. Kathy was annoyed with me because when I made lieutenant, I could have sent my minions out to arrest people, and I could have sat there and gone to meetings and had all sorts of conversations and wrote down ideas on yellow legal pads. I didn't do that because I didn't sign up for that. I signed up to kick doors and put guns on people. That's what I liked. And I was on the street with my people. I would never ask you to do something I wouldn't do. And we were out there doing it together. And that annoyed Kathy to no end, to where she thought that I was being completely unfair to her, and she was right. The worst part of that is I knew it, and I didn't care. I was on the adrenaline rush of doing what I loved. And I overlooked that. I shouldn't have, but I did. I could lie, say I didn't, but I did. It was good for me. I didn't care else it was good or bad for. I just didn't care. Till that last moment when then I did care. About her, about me, and about my future, whatever there was, so on. There were many times when I was working when I didn't think I'd live another 2 minutes. You're taking gunfire. You got people trying to kill you. You got no tactical advantage. You can't even see the guy that's shooting at you. You're hoping you have cover instead of concealment. Cover stops bullets, concealment doesn't. I hope this is cover. I hope it stops whatever round he's pumping at me. And you think about that, and you think about your mortality. And I thought, you know, do I want to leave Kathy a widow? Do I want her to have a police pension and go to the police memorial wall once a decade and put a flower on my name? No, I don't want her to do that. I don't want her to have to face that. She had been to police funerals with me. I buried 7 friends of mine who went down the line on the job. I'd always look at Kathy at those funerals, and she always had a stricken look on her face. And I knew what she was thinking. I hope I'm never at one of these and I'm alone. Police funerals are awful. It's just so emotional. How difficult and how dangerous is this job? And what you get in return for it is insulted, demeaned, threatened, shot at, and raked over the coals by the media. And you just have to ignore it. You have to tell your people, the critics are always with us. They're always with us. But they're always behind us. And they're always behind cover. We're the ones out front. What they think, who cares? Come in here and get dirty, folks. We'll see what you think of this. We'll have you in charge here for a few minutes, and we'll see how this goes.
Here, Lieutenant Kenda describes what he did the day after he retired.
The next day, I was like, what have you done? You know, you're giving up everything here for what? Well, then you think about it for a few more minutes, and you say, hey, my kids are out of college. All we have to do is keep us alive. I have a retirement. It's not a lot, but it's enough because I was always financially conservative. I never overextended myself. We paid for our kids' education. We still don't know how we did that, but we saved money for 20 years. We never bought anything expensive. We never did anything expensive. We didn't go anywhere. It was okay. It was fine with me. It was fine with Kathy as well. So it's just the way things were. You live within your means, and I always had. So I knew I could live within my means on retirement. I didn't know if I could emotionally stand it. And I was pretty panicked for a while. I said, what do? You go from being it to shit, and it happens overnight. It's a whole different thing. But it's a transition. You make it. I mean, it's a change in your life. It's time for something completely different. And in the end, it was a very healthy thing. No one likes change because it's change, and people are comfortable when things are left alone. So I don't like change either, but change is good for you. It's healthy. Changes your perspective on things. Gives you something new to do. And I think Kathy felt the same. I think she was kind of worried, but what's he going to do now kind of thing? But she also thought it was the best thing. I wasn't carrying guns anymore. I wasn't wearing a bulletproof vest. I wasn't going out of the house and making certain I said I love you, because I never left that house unless I said that, because it might be the last time I see her. She always knew that. And I still do that today. But it had a different meaning then than it does now. 2 years later, I'm sitting in my kitchen, minding my own business, I might add. And my wife looked at me and said, hi. And I looked at her and I said, you know, I guess you haven't noticed I've been sitting here for 2.5 hours. She said, I know. But you're the guy I married again. I thought that was very nice. There's a lot of emotion in me that I've never released. Maybe I'm afraid to, I don't know. Certain things get to me, certain other things do not. I've had it over my career, not often, but I do have it. I'm not Superman. I'm just a man. I'm a man who had a job. I had a work ethic. I did my job. I did what I was supposed to do. Could I have done better? Of course, I could have solved them all. I didn't. Not for lack of trying. But I couldn't do it anymore. I could not do it anymore. I was done. I was absolutely done. I've never looked back. I've never regretted that. I never wished I was still there. I agreed to do this because it's therapeutic for me. I feel better when I talk about it. I never talked about it. I've said things to this microphone I've never said to anybody. I get lost in it, and it helps me release it a little bit. It doesn't release it all. You never forget. You can't forget. No matter what you think, none of this ever goes away. It doesn't. It doesn't. But you feel a little better when you let a little bit of air out of the balloon. You release a little pressure. Even though I carried this work on a long time ago, as far as my emotions and my memory are concerned, it happened this morning. Because it is so intense, it is so consuming that you can't ever stop talking about it. You can't ever stop smelling it, seeing it, hearing it, remembering everything about it. It's the most intense thing you could ever do for a living if you do it right. I always felt I did it right. I always felt I did it to the best of my ability. So now is a much better time. It is a much better time. I've had a good life. I've had a good run. Still running, but I've had a good one.
Detective is produced by Investigation Discovery, with special thanks to Kevin Bennett, Amy Angelowitz, and Emily Kaiser. Many thanks to the best audio engineer in the business, the mighty Joe Powers. Original music was composed by the talented Chris Kennedy. Cover art was designed by Anand Galat. Sign up now at iTunes to get Detective on your feed. And join me, Garnsey Sloan, for a new season of Detective coming soon.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.